compensations, by diacylglycerol, O-acyltransferases 1 and 2 for the loss of monoacylglycerol, O-acyltransferase 2, during mammary tumor development. Monoacylglycerol acyltransferases, MGETs, MOGAT2S, and diacylglycerol acyltransferases, DGATs, are enzymes that catalyze the synthesis of triacylglycerol, TAG, from monoacylglycerol, MAG, and diacylglycerol, DAG, respectively. These enzymes are essential for lipid metabolism and energy homeostasis. When MGAT2/MOGAT2 is absent, DGAT1 and DGAT2 are upregulated to compensate for the reduced TAG production. MOGAT2 or MGAT2 is an enzyme that catalyzes the synthesis of diacylglycerol from monoacylglycerol and fatty acyl-CoA. It is encoded by the MOGAT2 gene in humans and mice. MOGAT2 is a key enzyme that makes diacylglycerol, DAG, a type of fat molecule in wild-type conditions. To make triacylglycerol, which is a type of fat molecule, two enzymes called DGAT1 and DGAT2 add a fatty acid to diacylglycerol, which is another type of fat molecule. DGAT1 and DGAT2 are part of a group of enzymes called acylglycerol O-acyltransferases. To study how MOGAT2 affects mammary tumor formation and progression, we created a mouse model that lacks this enzyme. When MOGAT2 is missing, the body makes more DGAT1 and DGAT2 enzymes to take over its role of making diacylglycerol from fat molecules. To validate our findings in human normal tissues adjacent to breast cancer, TCGA data were retrieved and analyzed, and we found an inverse correlation between MOGAT2 mRNA level and DGAT1 mRNA level, as well as an inverse correlation between MOGAT2 mRNA level and DGAT2 mRNA level. In conclusion, mammary tumor formation and progression are not affected by MOGAT2 deficiency because the body can use DGAT1 and DGAT2 enzymes to make diacylglycerol instead. We studied the effect of MOGAT2 deficiency on mammary tumor formation and progression in mouse model. MOGAT2 is an enzyme that makes diacylglycerol, a fat molecule that is important for cells. We found that MOGAT2 deficiency did not change mammary tumor formation and progression, because the body used surrogate enzymes, DGAT1 and DGAT2, to generate diacylglycerol. Consistently, an inverse correlation between MOGAT2 mRNA level and DGAT1/2 mRNA levels was also found in human normal tissues adjacent to breast cancer.